Watch Dave Brat Calls Out Democrat Abigail Spanberger for Defending MS-13. By John Binder on November 1, 2018. Representative Dave Brat, RVA, is calling out his Democrat opponent Abigail Spanberger for her defense of the violent El Salvadoran MS-13 gang in his newest ad. The Brat ad touts the populist conservative lawmaker's endorsement from the Chesterfield Fraternal Order of Police, saying that while Spanberger has a CIA background, law enforcement officials do not support her. Abigail Spanberger brags about her security experience. So why does local law enforcement support Dave Brat? The ad asks. Brat also calls out Spanberger for her silence on a 7,000 to 10,000 migrant caravan headed to the U.S., designed to overwhelm the country's asylum and immigration system. Spanberger is silent on the Honduran illegal immigrant caravan because she supports open borders, the ad continues. The most forceful attack on Spanberger is the ads noting the Democrats' defense of the violent MS-13 gang, which has grown in membership in Virginia. When President Trump famously called MS-13 gang members animals, Spanberger responded by saying the comment was bigotry on display and dehumanizing. Spanberger defended the violent gang MS-13 and supports sanctuary cities, and PR0 amnesty radicals are pouring millions into Spanberger's campaign, the ad states. The truth? Abigail Spanberger can't be trusted and the Chesterfield Fraternal Order of Police knows it, the ad continues. Brat has previously told Breitbart News that Soros-funded groups are spending millions against him to support Spanberger. Abigail Spanberger got $2.2 million from Act Blue, that is the George Soros resistance group, Brat said. That's not even Democrat. This is the group that's doing the riots in Portland. That's promoting violence and mobs instead of jobs. As Breitbart News reported, Spanberger previously taught at an Islamic school which became notorious for breeding convicted and suspected terrorists after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Spanberger's school is most notorious for graduating Ahmed Omar Abu Ali, the would-be assassin who plotted to murder President George W. Bush after joining al-Qaeda. The terror high also graduated two men who were denied entry into Israel after they were accused of being suicide bombers. Also, in 2004, former school employee Ishmael Salim Albaras was arrested on suspicion of aiding a potential terrorist attack and was accused of working closely with the political wing of Hamas, a Palestinian terrorist organization. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.